What up, y'all? It's your man, D-Real, the Black Panther, stalking the urban jungle and Vibranium Adidas, bringing you another live and lovely session of B-Real with D-Real, me being that D-Real. What's up? It's Sunday, July 21st, 2019. I can't believe we are already more than halfway through the month of July. Dang, time's running like quicksilver. Anyway, I wanted to start off by asking a question that I know all of you within the sound of my voice are capable of answering. And the question is this. If someone shows you who and what they are, and what you see you don't like, do you continue to deal with that person? That's a childishly simple question, and it should have a childishly simple answer. However, there are certain factors that make that question go left or right. Using left or right, sorry. Depending on who you are and who that person is. All right, a lot of people have political affiliations. I personally, for the record, I tell everybody I'm down for the best idea, or the person who has the best idea, or the person who has the best solution, because that isn't always a Democrat, and it certainly isn't always a Republican either. This country was founded on the principles of us being stronger unified than we are separate. So, to go back to my question, if someone shows you that they're a racist, let's just call a spade, no pun intended. Someone shows you that they're a racist and they continue to do one thing but say something different, are you going to keep believing in that person? Are you going to keep following that person? Are you going to keep trusting what that person says? And I know that's an oversimplification of the situation we're about to get into today, but think about it. It's just that simple. The boy who cried wolf. Remember that story? This fool kept saying, oh, it's a wolf coming, it's a wolf coming, and everybody would run out and get ready for the wolf, only to find out that this cat's been fucking with him and that there ain't no wolf. And he did it, like, what, two more times? And then after the third time, everybody was like, ah, fuck him. I ain't finna go back out there again, and there ain't no wolf out there. You wasting all my time, my energy. That essentially is what has happened in the United States, okay? And our president, number 45, is the boy who cries wolf, okay? Essentially, he said this, that, and everybody responded to it, only to find out the stuff he's saying is just smoke and mirrors. I liken him unto an angry teenager. Angry teenagers, and trust me, I've dealt with my share of angry teenagers just want their way. They just want what they want, and they haven't thought about the broader picture about how their actions, how their words affect other people. 45 does not even think before he opens his mouth and starts tweeting, before he starts, you know, making a speech or what have you. I mean, I'll give him this much. He is certainly consistent. And when I say consistent, he is consistently disrespectful, rude, and just all around intractably uncompromising with everything and everybody. Okay, it's either you're going to do this my way or we ain't going to do it. I think we all seen Star Wars. If you are presented with the option of is the dark side or die. Can't deal in absolutes like that. Not in a country where our moral fiber and principles are founded upon the belief that all men are created equal. I don't want to get into the ramifications of how that in and of itself is hypocrisy when said country was built on slavery and genocide, but this is what the principles we founded this country on, and it's what we try to walk in, it's what we try to live like, it's what we try to tell other countries, this is what we are. But right now, between all of this double talking, between all of this misogyny, xenophobia, and just all around division, we are not being representative of what we say this country is built upon. Okay, we live in a country where the justice system is vastly unequal when it comes to people of color. And I ain't just talking about black people. We're the flagship example. You know, how is it you have a population of a race and more of that population is in prison than are out on the streets, at least the males? What's that dynamic? Okay, are you trying to say that all black men are inherently criminals? Or are you trying to say that I am afraid of the potential that black men present in this country, so I've got to do my best to create traps for them? Okay, now understand what I'm saying when I say create a trap. A trap is designed, at least let's go from a hunting perspective. A trap is designed, mind you, to catch an animal by baiting it with something that it wants. Now, let's say black men are the prey. How would you bait a black man? With a white woman? With Jordan? And I realize I'm sounding incredibly prejudiced right now, but trust me, I'm getting at a point. What would you bait? You know, white women, Nikes, the promise of money, riches, comfort, but in order to get those riches and comfort, you have to go through an illegal means, an illegal system, an illegal type of enterprise to get to where you need to get to. Those are the traps. Okay, I ain't gonna necessarily say, you know, all of them end up being traps, but all of them are definitely potential traps depending on who you are and where you want to get to from point A to point B. If I'm poor and hungry and my family's poor and hungry and you present me with an opportunity, hey, slang these drugs in your community and you'll make money. However, if we catch you doing it, we're going to put you in jail and throw away the key. Okay? If a poor white person had a crack enterprise, do you think they'd go to jail forever? You know, and we don't even have to go with drugs. We can go with sexual crimes. You know, I hearken back to my man Brock Turner from a couple of years ago. By the way, me too. Where was y'all at when this shit was going down? Because I didn't hear a peep from y'all when this man had a chick behind a garbage can raping her and she was unconscious. And if it hadn't been for people walking by and catching him, he'd have got done. You know what I'm saying? So, and he only did 3 months of actual jail time from a 6-year sentence or whatever it was, I think it was going to be 6 years, and got chopped down in like 6 months. And then he didn't even do 6 months. He did three. And I think some of that was community service. So justice, where is thy sting in the United States of America? Meanwhile, being black in America is like being an endangered species in nature, because everything is coming at us. I mean, don't get me wrong, you don't have to fall into that trap. But at the same time, you've got to constantly be on the swivel. You've constantly got to be on the lookout. You've constantly got to be woke, so that you don't get caught up in some bullshit. Why does it have to be like that? Why can't we just be black men in America and there be equality in the justice system, in free enterprise, in social interaction in general, okay? Because what's happening now, and I don't understand why people don't see it. Meanwhile, we focused on faith apps and fucking Area 51, and oh boy, I sure hope the alien, if the aliens can come out of Area 51 and change this situation, then I pay some real close attention to what's going on in Area 51. Right now, I couldn't give a hot shit what's going on in Area 51 right now until I see some aliens. I'm not finna sit around and just, I'm sorry, let me calm down. Okay. My point being this, distraction news is what keeps us unfocused on the constant regeneration of the xenophobic behavior, the constant hiding of these agendas that are benefiting rich people. And meanwhile, we continue to liquidate the middle class. Everything in this country financially, fiscally seems to be kicking the working man in the nuts. And meanwhile, you got the tangerine tyrant telling everybody that I'm gonna make this better for y'all. I'm gonna make America great again. Yeah, okay. When you say make America great again, you can only be referring to one group of people, because America ain't really been great for people of color, particularly Africans in America. We've been struggling since we've been in this country, to be quite honest. And I don't get how we don't see it for what it is, largely because a lot of people are in denial. And that's why the name of this week, topic of discussion is racism, peace, tolerance, or denial. Okay, because we need to either go in one or three of, or quite honestly, we are going in one of three of those directions when we talk about racism in this country. And I can tell you right now, the vast majority of people in this country, when it comes to racism, are in the number three category, denial. You sit literally and listen to people like 45 say shit like they need to go back to the countries that they came from. And these mugs, three out of the four were born in the United States. And I don't want to rehash all of this old stuff because we've been talking about this all week. But I guess what I want to say is the facts are right there in front of you. And any other time a white person say, go back to fill in the blank, was it considered racist? But it's not considered racist because your president said it. So it's not racist because he said it. So if I tell a white person to go back to Ireland, or I tell a white person to go back to England, go back to Germany, go back to Holland, go back to the Netherlands, how is that going to be construed? How is that going to be construed? You already know. Well, first of all, if I heard somebody say that to a white person, I would laugh because it just sounds weird. But at the same time, we've been so trained to believe that European people are the original denizens of this country, which is totally incorrect. I mean, but it boils down to the fact of this. And I was listening to somebody talk the other day, and this makes 150,000% sense to me. And I don't, and it shouldn't come down to this, but it's just facts. If I have the superior intellect, if I have the superior firepower, if I have the superior everything, I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care how you feel, because by my, to quote Robert E. Howard, by this act, I rule. Okay? And that's the bottom line. Power trumps all, no pun intended, power trumps all that other shit. Okay? Negotiating, talking, let's make this thing better. Let's come together. Let's team up. That happens sometimes, every once in a while, but more often than not, the bottom line is I got more guns than you do. I got more soldiers than you do. I got more tanks than you do. I got more everything than you do. And you can sit around and say whatever you want to say, but if you don't like what I'm saying, come shut me up. How many of us can actually do that? Factions that are pissing us off, to factions who are saying things we don't like. Because bottom line is this, you live in the United States of America. United States of America is a country governed by who? Controlled by who? Okay? The smoke and mirrors is this. The only color that matters in this country is green. And I'll be perfectly honest about it. I mean, there are a lot of times when I get on a rant and be like, this racist shit is just driving me crazy. Oh, I hate racists. Racist, racist, racist. Racism this and racism that. Okay, bottom line, it ain't even about that, y'all. I mean, that's there. That exists. Okay, but if I have an infection in my arm, you're going to try to do everything you can to get that infection out of my arm before you say, sorry, D, we got to cut your arm off. Okay? My arm still functions, maybe not as optimally as it could because of the infection. Hence the urgency to remove said infection. Racism is an infection. Okay? Understand, racism is what it is. Systematic. It gets into a system and it perpetuates and proliferates through systematic means. He who controls the system controls the level of racism in it. If people in the United States of America who are not people of color did not want racism in this country, trust and believe there will be no racism in this country. Racism flourishes because of inaction, because of ignorance, because of tolerance of racism. And when I say tolerance of racism, the biggest proponent, the biggest demographic of people who are perpetuating racism are those people, not the racists, and we've had this discussion on many shows before, not the racists, but the people who allow racism to go on. Guest call in number is 646-668-2268. Y'all, I'm looking for solutions, period, point blank. We could sit here and rant and moan and rave and bitch and complain about racism, about the president, about the state of this country. But guess what? It's not going to change until what? We change it. I realize I sound like I'm double talking because I just got done saying it's about systematic control. But there are things we can do to get the wheels rolling. Okay? I truly believe in my heart that we, in my generation, we will not see the end of racism. Totally. Not the total end of racism. Oh, I would be very thankful and overjoyed if we could, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a couple generations down the line because it's going to take a while before everybody realizes that racism is basically bullshit, and it's the tool of cowardly, weak men to try to keep other people in peril, in fear, or basically to believe lesser of themselves. Because a lot of time, you know, I hate to get on my people, but a lot of times I hear people saying, you know, the white man this and the white man that, and if it wasn't for the man keeping me down, I'd be able to move. Yeah, 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 to a certain extent, okay? But, and I was telling somebody just the other day, ain't no white man ever stopped me from doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, or go where I wanted to go when I wanted to go there. Now, understand what I mean by that. What I mean by that is my ability to grow, live, achieve, and thrive in this country has not been significantly curtailed by the actions of white men, okay? I would say I'm a pretty happy person financially. When I want to get up and go somewhere, for the most part, I can get up and go there. If I want to buy something, I can go buy it. I mean, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I ain't ultra rich, but at the same time, if it's something I want to do, within reason, I could do it. I could take a vacation. I could take two vacations in 1 year. Hell, almost three, you know? But at the same time, there are intolerant people, and there will always be intolerant people. And intolerant people are what make the country seem as though they are holding us back. Don't get me wrong. There are people who have agendas, clearly, against people of color, against black people, against immigrants, against people because of their religious predilections. Xenophobia is an evil thing, man. I mean, especially where it's not warranted, okay? Because how can we be prejudiced, discriminatory towards immigrants in a country formed by immigrants? That just, I cannot for the life of me understand that shit. Everybody in this country, with the possible exception of the Native Americans and the African Americans or the Africans in America, are immigrants. You immigrated to this country from another country. England, Germany, Norway, Holland, Sweden, all them cave-dwelling countries, you immigrated here and called this place home and founded your principles, your laws, all of that. How can you be, because you're worried about terrorist acts? Is that the problem? Because people from countries where they practice Islam are considered terrorists? Yeah, okay. Now, let's go back and look at the past 5 or 10 mass shootings that have occurred in this country. How many of them were committed by people of Islamic descent? I can think of one in Florida. And even then, that cat wasn't a terrorist, at least not a full dyed-in-the-wool 100% from some cell-type terrorist. Then on top of that, he shot up a bunch of people who the average red-blooded American male wouldn't, couldn't, and doesn't care about. Okay? So where was the terrorism in that? Oh, suddenly people like 45 care about the LGBTQ community? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a terrorist act. Yeah, okay. I'm sure it was terrible to the people that it happened to, but it wasn't a terrorist act. If by that token we're calling it a terrorist act, then every group of people shot by a crazy white person, that was a terrorist act. Fair enough? Okay. If you're going to call people with guns shooting groups of people terrorists, you must call them all terrorists. And don't give me that crap about, oh, they're mentally unhinged. Oh, they need help. Okay. They need help. But that's still a terrorist act. Well, if they weren't mentally ill, if they weren't mentally unstable, then they wouldn't be committing terrorist acts. We need to get help for these people. Let that had have been a black person that shot up that church. Let that had have been a black person that was in the Mandalay Bay in Vegas. Let that had have been a black person at any number of these schools. I guarantee you, in the news, the word thug would have came out. Okay? And we would have went in, and we would have went and dug and delved and tried to find their criminal past. Why do we not do that when it's white people shooting folks up? We don't dig and delve and dive to try to find their criminal past. Okay, and you know why? The first thing somebody in a reporter or somebody in the media, they dig and delve and dive for criminal past? Because by and large, we as Africans in America are likely to have been believed to have fallen into the trap that I told you about earlier, okay? They believe we are recipients or victims of the fallacies of being trapped in, I had to do this to make a dollar, so I got a record. Now I'm in the system. Oh, I didn't pay my child support. They came after me. Now I'm in the system. Oh, I didn't pay my income taxes. Now I'm in the system. Oh, I got a ticket. They didn't pay it. Now I'm in the system. Oh, I'm driving with a suspended license. The trap, what it is. And so because you caught up in the trap and then you get into a situation that's in the media, you become a thug. You know what I'm saying? You might have been somebody that missed one child support payment, but then they came after you. And now you have a record because you had to spend some time in jail because you didn't pay child support. Now you're a thug. Oh, you got DV charges. You're a thug. Oh, you assaulted somebody. You're a thug. But let's look at the circumstances case by case. Circumstance by circumstance, situation by situation. Does that really equate into being a thug? Nah, probably not. It might be some people I believe. There are people that I've met that are in jail, and some of them actually belong there. But by and large, you know, let's not create this false narrative. And that's what's happening, because this false narrative gets created by the media, and the media largely is part of the problem. They tell stories or report information from a perspective and not always the correct perspective. It's a biased perspective, and their perspective becomes fact in the media. That's why you have news outlets and media sources that are left-wing biased and right-wing biased. We owe it to ourselves, and I know I've said this before. Hell, I did a whole show on it. We owe it to ourselves to get our information, our news, from what I like to call credible, neutral sources. There's only about four or five of them out there, okay? And they don't lean too far left or too far right. Just tell me the facts. That's your job as someone in the media, as someone who reports the news. I just need the facts. I don't want to hear about nothing about how something made somebody feel. I can imagine if you, when you give me the facts, I can glean how they feel. You know what I'm saying? Miss Omar, you know what I'm saying? The representative from Minnesota was told to go back to her country. I can imagine how that made her feel. I don't need anybody to kind of elaborate and try to give me sympathy. And then at the same time, I don't need you telling me about how she got divorced or how she married her brother to get into this country. What does that have to do with what's going on at this very moment in time right now? Because if we ain't focusing on Trump grabbing pussies and having all kind of sexual harassment charges and stuff popping up day after day, and we ain't even thinking about trying to roast him about it, let's be equal. Let's be fair. Don't try to use that woman's past against her if you ain't using anybody else's past against them. You see what I'm saying? So, and furthermore, Ms. Omar is not creating a narrative about herself. She's not going around saying things herself. She's not opening up her mouth and speaking, oh, yeah, I married somebody to get into this country, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not what's happening. And she's not talking about people. I mean, she's defending herself, and she's got the right to do that if people in politics and media and all of that are trying to besmirch the woman's name. I get that. You try to besmirch my name, I'm going to speak up on it. I'm going to say something about it. You know, kick facts, not opinions. Now, I know I got way off topic about solutions because this is where I wanted to go. Solutions, not problems. I had to rant and rave. Bottom line, all this junk is dividing us as a country. Never mind the fact that we are already divided straight down the middle because of these two political parties. And I've said it more than once, okay? We need one party in this country, okay? It doesn't matter if you Democrat or you Republican. If you the best person for the job, you are the best person for the job. Okay? Doesn't have to be this affiliation. George Washington said it was a terrible idea. The father of our country said different political parties was a terrible idea. Way back in 17-something. Said it was going to divide our country to the point where it was just nuts. And sure enough, 200 years ago, my man said it, and today it is 100% accurate. 100% accurate. This country is divided, totally divided. We're divided on everything. Do I like the president? Do I not like the president? Are there terrorists in this country? Are there not terrorists in this country? Should we build a wall to keep the Mexicans out? Should we not build a wall to keep the Mexicans out? Okay. Discourse, not discord. Make sense? We disagree on an issue. We supposed to talk about it. But bottom line, it comes down to who got the biggest nuts, who got the biggest gun, who got the biggest bomb, who could do this to who, okay? But then we wonder, while we got all of these little faction groups like all these crazy folks up in Oregon that's locking up with their pistols and ain't nobody saying nothing to them. Go back to 85 and talk about Move in Philly. They bombed the whole city block because the brothers had guns. Ooh. That's the kind of stuff that keeps this country separated because you are inconsistent in your judgment of who is or who isn't doing things that's against this country. And then we spend in this communist narrative. If you don't want to do what President Orange says, you must be a communist. You must be a socialist. You must be un-American. No, I have an opinion, and I don't happen to agree with the one that you're spouting out. There's not enough peace and tolerance in this country. There's not enough peace and tolerance because there's, I think, more hawks in this country than there are doves. There are more warmongers in this country than there are pacifists. There are more people who feel like my solution to the problem is to blow your shit up and be done with it and then come in and rape and pillage and take everything. I mean, let's be honest. Isn't that what history has illustrated clearly from the dawn of time? He with the biggest spears, knives, arrows, and army gets the say of what does and doesn't go down. How long will it be before we stop thinking like that? We're the most intelligent creatures on the planet, yet we are the most wasteful and destructive creatures on this planet. How do we change that? How do we go from being usurpers and conquerors and destroyers to builders, thinkers, and achievers? And I mean, don't get me wrong, we've done a lot of building, thinking, and achieving, and it's been beautiful for us as a race. But at the same time, we ain't focusing enough on our flaws. I think the first thing we need to do is create dialogue between parties who don't disagree. That's the first thing. Not continue this, I said, you said, he said, she said, yes, you did, no, you didn't type of narrative in the media and then perpetuate it in the media, you know, by taking shots at folks and talking about them. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Not calling people's countries shithole countries. Just learning overall to be more tolerant as human beings. Nah, I don't have to be tolerant because I control the capital in this country. I don't have to be tolerant. You need to do what I say, do what I say, do it. That's that chain of thought we need to get away from. If this is a country built by the people, for the people, of the people, let's represent that in deed and not just in word, okay? You've got to be for the poor people just as much as you are for the rich people. I'm not saying give the poor people anything, but you got to understand, rich people at one time in this country were poor too. And it's a very simple matter to understand that you took away from groups of people to better yourself. That's nature. I get that. I mean, even predators, I mean, that's what they do. But predators give back to the ecosystem. They give back to their environment. Predators in this country just take. They just utilize resources and don't replenish them. They just destroy people's lives and don't give them anything to grow or live on. How can you have an agenda to eliminate the middle class? You eliminate the middle class, there are two groups, rich folks and poor folks. And we all know what happens in countries where there are just rich people and poor people. You can do what? Whatever you want to do to the poor people until the poor people get tired of it and come to your glass towers with pitchforks and torches ready to regulate. Let's slow down, pump our brakes, and have some open dialogue before we get there. I know it's wishful thinking. I know it's wishful thinking to have open dialogue with your enemy. But that's how enemies become allies. We talk. Because if you got more guns than I do, I know it is a futile effort for me to try to overpower you without somebody helping me. So if you are the tyrant and you feel like, okay, I don't get nothing out of this, why should I speak to you? Why can't I just continue to keep my boot on your neck? Why can't I just continue to profile you in the community? Why can't I just continue to slit your throat in the community? Why can't I just continue to send my jackbooted thug officers into your community to abuse and kill you? Scary. I mean, nobody ever looks at it that away, though. It's never about helping the little guy, because the little guy is the nice guy, and nice guys, we know where they finish. But we're human beings. We're not wild animals. We're human beings. I understand if you got the power to do something, that's what you do. You flex nuts, you handle business, you crush, kill, and destroy, and then smile about it and go home and have a beer. I get that. But just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. Just because you can bully somebody doesn't mean you should bully them. Okay? I hate to say it, but the United States of America is that bully. That's what we need to change. We talk about peace. We discuss perpetuating peace, but we very rarely ever garner, market, or prescribe to the tenets of what peace truly is. All men are created equal. All men are created equal. All men are created equal, except when they're 3/4 of a man. Why is that still in the Constitution? I don't know. These are things where we have to start, okay? I feel like civil rights in the LGBTQ community have taken quantum leaps over African-American civil rights. Why? Unity. The LGBTQ community is unified. Africans in America, our community, not so much. I mean, I've spoken about this before. If we wanted firepower, if we wanted firepower, if we wanted an army, if we wanted to raise one, you would need to look no further than Crips and Bloods and Disciples and Vice Lords and MS-13 and that's what the Second Amendment's about. When we feel like stuff is janky, we form our own army and we go and handle business. That's what the Second Amendment's about. How come when all of these people get shot up, the NRA doesn't speak on it? Peace, tolerance, or denial? There's too much denial over too many things in the country we live in and call the land of the free and the home of the brave. I don't want to get all Kaepernick up in this piece, but I mean, and even that, I mean, just that's a microcosm of what we think about people who think for themselves in this country. If you think for yourselves in this country, you're radical. You're communist. You're a socialist. You're a son of a bitch that needs to get out of here. End quote. You know what I'm saying? So, I've read about a time in this country where having radical thoughts, like starting your own country, starting your own army, starting your own navy, those were radical thoughts. And the people who colonized this country didn't like that. Or the people who sent the colonizers to colonize this country didn't like it. Oh, we found this country. We think we'll keep it. First example of usurping from this country. We're going to take this country for ourselves. Okay, never mind the fact that there were already Dutch, French, Norwegian, Spanish, all up in this country. but it's your country now. Okay? See what I'm saying? It's all about who's got the power to do it and not necessarily what you want to give or take from somebody. If you got the power to do it, it don't matter if you want to give or take it. You can just take it. And that's what we do. I mean, that's human. You know what I mean? I mean, not to just keep doing it and doing it and doing it because that's a bully. And that's what we are. And we always bully countries with brown-skinned people in them. How come we don't go bully Great Britain? How come we don't go bully Sweden? How come we don't go bully France? You know what I mean? Look at all the countries that's ever been attacked or we intervened on behalf of some other country to help them. We was always intervening to attack a country with brown-skinned people. We were always intervening to attack a country where there were no Caucasian people. Post-World War II. And the only reason we attacked non-brown countries during World War II is because they were trying to take over the planet, not just their own country. Oh, we can't have that, because once they crush everybody in Europe, they're coming after us next. How come we don't flex on Russia? That question doesn't even need to be answered, does it? You see where I'm getting at? That's what bullies do. Bully will fuck with the little guy, but the guy who could give him a good fight, the guy who could potentially knock his ass out, we don't mess with them. Oh, you could be my homeboy. You could be my friend. You could be my partner. Peace, tolerance, or denial. We are in denial of who we are. You call it what you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I've served in the military. I've seen it firsthand. Let's choose denial. Okay, let's just, for the sake of the conversation, let's just say, which quiet is kept, is what's going on right now in the world and in this country today. We're going to deny that racism exists. Those statements that Trump made were not racist. What? No, they were not racist at all. He has a right to express how he feels because he was being attacked. Okay, so if we go with denial, then that means there are a lot of things we would have to deny. And the things that we would have to deny would further divide us as a country. We're already divided. But to say things like people coming from shithole countries, they're terrorists, they're criminals, they need to go back to their country. I'm going to build a wall to keep all the rapists and murderers out. I'm going to create laws that are basically totalitarian and dictator-like so that the only people who have power in this country are the people with money. And then on top of that, to further perpetuate my position, I'm going to give tax breaks, advantages, to people who are already filthy, disgustingly, ridiculously rich. And I'm going to take that money from people who aren't rich, people who are just, who work and make this country go. So we're in denial. That's what's happening. So obviously, we know denial don't work, fam. We can't deny the problem, because if we deny the problem, it's going to continue to proliferate. It's going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to have said problem. Okay? If we're just tolerant of the problem, well, that person has a right to think what they want to think. That person has a right to feel what they want to feel. That's kind of where we're at right now, too. You know, I identify as a man. I identify as a woman. I identify as both. And if I tell you, you are a woman, shave your legs and put on a dress, I'm not being tolerant of your beliefs. I'm not being tolerant of what you feel. Much in the same way, if I say, I am a black man in America, and I want the right to live where I want to live without any kind of appraisal or negative repercussions. I want to be able to build and create businesses that are just as huge and profitable and multi-million dollar ridiculous as anything else that a white person is doing, or that a Japanese person is doing, or anybody who comes in this country with grants and incentives that encourage them to start a business and proliferate and prosper and grow. Are you being tolerant of me when you say, we're going to limit you? Going to limit what you can do. We're going to limit. We're going to give you a ceiling. You can go to a certain level, but we don't want 5 out of 10 black men to be billionaires. Or, I mean, that's a high number, but we don't want 2 in 5 black men to be billionaires. Oh, that would solve a lot of problems in this country. Makes too much sense. Doesn't it make too much sense? Yes. Yes, it does. Peace. What is peace? When I say I want peace, proper education always creates elevation. It's an acronym I've always learned about peace. Proper education always creates elevation. Do we have an understanding of what this country is? Do we have an acceptance of what this country is? We got work to do, y'all. As Americans in America, we got mad work to do. Been having work to do. Okay? Why are we intolerant, massively intolerant of everything? Why are we massively in denial of everything? Is it human nature? No. There are some things I can learn to live with. There are some things, no matter what you do, I'm just not going to live with it. But if you help me to understand, to give me a better understanding and encourage me to do what I'm not doing, instead of saying you're not doing this and then condemn me, I might be able to peacefully coexist with my fellow man or woman or man that thinks they're a woman or woman that thinks they're a man. I need to understand that. Much in the way I need to understand why you hate black people. Why you hate Muslim people. Why you hate women in a powerful position. Why? I mean, I would love to see Kamala Harris be the president. But in my mind and in my heart, I say, that ain't going to happen. Not in my lifetime, because as much as we say we've made all these advantages and changes and all of that, you're not ready. We're not ready. And I ain't even sure she's the one, but we're not ready for a woman president. And I don't say that in no prejudice, hateful way. I just say we aren't ready for what a woman leading the free world will do for this planet. We ain't ready for it yet. And to be quite honest, I don't know if we'll ever be ready for it anytime soon. But keep pushing, ladies. Keep forcing it, ladies. Keep putting that pressure on these closed-minded morons who feel like the solution is to go back to the dark ages. The solution is to return to the way things were so that we can be quote unquote great. Okay? And I would be all for embracing making America great if that's truly what we were trying to do. Are we trying to make America great, or are we trying to make America white? Let me just call it like I see it, because that's what it sounds like is happening. I mean, and bottom line is all smoke and mirrors. We, as people, have to come together as one. I know that sounds corny as hell, but it is what it is. When the United States was young, when we were a young country, when we declared our independence, we was taking it on the chin. We were getting kicked back and forth all over the place. Okay? But then Spain decided to kick in and help us out. A couple other allies decided to kick in and help us out, and we managed to win our independence. Together as a team. We are stronger unified than we are separated. And until we begin to embrace the things that make us the same versus the things that make us different, we're going to be in the dark ages. It's going to continue to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some things that I'm just like, I ain't ready for that yet. But I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Women of power, I grew up in a family of powerful women. And women having a power dynamic is not something new to me. Women being strong, as a matter of fact, I think strong women are sexy. Did I say that out loud? Having an inner strength that brings comfort and inspiration to other people is the kind of strength that all human beings should have, not just parents and not just mothers. That confident strength, that knowing if I do flex, you're going to feel it. As opposed to, here I am kicking you in the nuts. Here I am punching you in the face, and everybody's got my back, so there ain't nothing that you can do about it. That's where we're at right now. You know, just barbarians, tyrants, bullies, conquerors, usurpers. It's what we are. It's what we are as human beings, what we've always been. And that has to change. I mean, being territorial and infringing on an area and saying this is mine, nationalism, and having pride in your nationality, okay? Because nationalism is about a place, not people, okay? Having pride in the place you're at, being for the place you're at, being about the place you're at. So when we say black nationalists, we talk about people that want a place here in America. They want a piece of the pie here in America. Black Panther 10-point plan. Okay? Remember that? Or I won't even say remember it. Are you even familiar with it? You know what I mean? Because I talk to people about it all the time, and I say, okay, when are we going to start doing some stuff like that? You know what I mean? We want freedom. We want full employment. We want decent housing. We want education. We want to be exempt from military service?
Hmm.
That's debatable. I would want to fight for what I believe in. We want land, we want housing, we want education, clothing, justice, and peace. Okay? That's just, you know, we want an end to police brutality and the murder of black people. That was back in the 60s. It's 2019. But because the 10-point program came from an organization that you found to be nationalist, that you found to be subversive, you ain't even gonna consider it. Does that make sense, though? What, can you imagine what would happen if someone in the government capitulated to the 10-point program of the Black Panthers and said, this is reasonable. We can probably do this. What kind of a world would this be? What kind of a nation would we be if the only colors we embraced were red, white, and blue? Truly. Truly believe that. If you're for America, you're for America. If you're against America, you're against America. If you're against America, then I totally see putting a knee in your neck. But if you don't have a problem being an American, living in America, then part of that should be you should be treated like an American. How do Americans get treated? With respect and dignity to a place where they can speak on matters like Picnic Patty and Lemonade Lisa and all that, all of them, where you feel that comfortable in this country to where you can just speak up on some shit, regardless of who or what it is. I don't like what those white people are doing over there. They need to stop that. I'm going to call the police. Can you imagine if we could do that in America and it be legit? Tolerance. We tolerate Picnic Patties. We tolerate them. We don't say Picnic Patty ain't got no place in America because it ain't 1957 no more, her homegirl. Okay, I can barbecue wherever I want to barbecue. Until you tell me or show me something on paper that says you can't barbecue here, you need to GTFOH. Period. You know, it goes a long way to trying to proliferate peace, but not impossible. And I tell people all the time, it's not impossible to proliferate peace. It's not impossible to be for peace and truly be for peace. You know, but that's a planetary thing, ultimately. That's a global thing, because if we decide to seek the ways of peace, then that's when everybody else on the planet decides to be barbaric and murderous. But I don't feel like over half our budget needs to go to defense. Did y'all know that? Were y'all aware of that? What are we worried about? And we don't have enough right now. If we don't have enough, we're never going to have enough. If Russia, China, and North Korea decide to lock up, it don't matter how much we're putting towards a defense budget. It's going to come down to chill or we're going to blow the planet up. That's it. That's where warfare is now. You know, and we've got a temperamental teenager who could potentially put their hand on the button and say, let's blow the earth up, because that's what's going to happen. Nuclear war is not war. Nuclear war is annihilation, because what don't get hit directly is going to get irradiated for 500 years or so. You see what I'm saying? Madame Curie, when she discovered radiation, her books to this very day that she wrote her notes about are still radioactive. What do you think a multiple megaton nuclear blast, multiple megaton nuclear blast. What do you think those are going to do to this country, to this planet? Is that where we are now? We're human beings, and we deserve to be treated like human beings, and by proxy, should treat other human beings as such. You know, every human being deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. When you are not treated with respect and dignity, you react to the negative behavior exerted against you, whether that be physical, mental, what have you. Eventually, if somebody calls me out of my name, I react. Regardless of whether or not I think about what I say before I say it, I'm going to react. I owe it to myself to think before I open up my mouth and speak, something the leader of the free world does not do. And we could go a long way if we stopped and chose to be considerate of one another, to be respectful of one another as human beings. That don't happen, yo. And if the example paraded in front of us, the man who runs this country, quote unquote, if the example being paraded in front of us is one of hatred, racism, and xenophobia, what are we going to do? Do we, as the people of this country, need to be the example to our leader? That's not the way it's supposed to work. But if push comes to shove, what's the best? I put it like this. I've had teenagers, and the way I dealt with my teenagers is to starve them. I don't mean literally like, no, you ain't getting no food. I mean, starve that desire to be confrontational. Starve that desire to step up and be like, I feel like no fair, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Starve that. If we stop paying attention to all the peripheral bullshit that goes on in the media to keep us unfocused on what's important, these challenges, and I mean, I get it, it's fun, it's a nice little diversion, but don't let it keep you so distracted to the point where you just stop focusing on what matters. And what matters is we are one race, the human race, you know, but we have to focus on what makes us human. Because hate is focused on us. So if we stop focusing on the hate, we'd be able to focus on what makes us more alike than what makes us different. Focus on aggression. That's not what we should be doing. We're focused on being ready for what might happen. I get that. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. I get that. But how much preparation is enough preparation, especially when it comes to the military? And it's about strategy. You know what I mean? I mean, if we really want to wage war, we're going to be strategic about it. I mean, the oldest strategy I know of, you know, it still gets utilized, you know, from a military perspective, the Battle of Thermopylae in the BC era, that still, to this very day, an effective strategy for waging war. Bring them through the hot gates, okay? Their numbers mean nothing in this narrow area. Rather than go there, why don't we try to find a way to not end up in Thermopylae? Yeah, you know I mean, and it always seems like seeking peace is considered soft, or trying to be a peaceful person is considered weak. and even liken it to a weak bird. If you seek peace, you're a dove. But if you seek war, you're a hawk. Symbolism. Symbolism. So, I don't want to be likened unto no punk-ass dove. I want to be a hawk. Yeah, I mean, think about those. Those are the kinds of things that drive us. You know what I'm saying? And instead of being adrenaline fueled and angry all the time, why can't we think about what makes us better as human beings? Is beating the crap out of somebody what makes us better? That's cool if you do jujitsu or MMA or something like that. That's great. You know what I'm saying? That's you earning a living. That's cool. And, you know, I got friends that do it, and you know, if they didn't do it, they'd be out on the streets beating people up. So that is a very healthy outlet. Why can't we take that on a grander scale and do that with our country? If you have aggression and you just need to get aggression out, let's just make a big, giant Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? And let everybody go in there and just do what they do. I mean, not necessarily Call of Duty, but just something, a virtual outlet for your real aggression, for your real hate. I mean, I don't know how that works, or if it would, you know, would it perpetuate somebody really wanting to do something to somebody? I don't know. I got about 17 minutes. I'm open to solutions. 646-668-2268. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start calling y'all. Probably not today, but maybe next show, I'm going to start calling y'all and asking y'all what y'all think, because I know y'all out there listening, and I got a lot of y'all's phone numbers. So if y'all want to talk about how we're going to make this world a better place, because it seems like we've been trying, but we ain't using the right techniques, because there's still a lot of foolishness on this planet, in this country, you know. And sometimes it's truly scary to see people who don't understand that they are part of the problem, or that they are the problem, and refuse to acknowledge it. People who are in denial say things like, well, I never had any slaves. I didn't own any slaves. But yes, you continue to benefit from a system built on slavery, and you are too ignorant to realize that. You know, if you take two people of the same social class, same financial level, same accomplishments, but one is black and one is white, and you've got to pick one to be in charge of a lot of stuff, who are you going to pick? Depends on who you are. Shouldn't be that way. You should pick the best person for the job. That would be a heavy screening or interview process, not you saying that person's black, that person's white. I'm white, so I'm going to pick the white person. I'm black, so I'm going to pick the black person. No, pick the best person for the job. That's the way it should be. And that's how I feel about politics. Oh, should we be red or should we be blue? Nah, what do you get when you combine red and blue? That's what you should be. What is it? I don't even know. I forgot. But that's that's what you should be. You should take a little bit of both and come up with a reasonable, logical solution, or a reasonable, logical workaround at the very least, because we're not getting younger. As my man Lecrae say, we all born breathing to death. And it's about what we make out of every breath we take that makes the world better or worse. Ooh, that was poetic. I like that. So who are we as human beings? Are we for peace? Are we for tolerance or denial when it comes to racism in this country? Okay? We continue to tolerate racist statements. We continue to tolerate racist actions. We continue to deny that there's racism in this country. We continue to deny that people are being killed in this country still simply because of the color of their skin. I don't know. I don't know what y'all think. I know what I think, and I'm going to tell you what I think since I've been telling you what I think for like the past hour and 15 minutes. Human beings Somebody said they are trying to call into the show. Are you calling 646-668-2268? Don't know. But tell you what. How's about I give you a call? Because I can actually do that. We're going to go. Let's see. No, 731. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
What up?
Hello?
What up, my man? You
what
are
up,
on the air.
What up, bro?
Ain't
good
nothing.
To be on
I
the
just
air, man.
Been ranting. Yeah, you are. You're on the air right now.
Okay, all right.
So
yeah,
so,
man, you know I've
so
been listening.
One,
I've been listening to everything you're saying. Can you hear me?
And so, yeah, I hear you just fine. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to everything you're saying, and I agree with pretty much everything you're saying. But I just wanted to throw my two cents in. I was thinking about I think the American government should definitely make it to where education, the prison system, and healthcare should not be profitable in a sense of especially corporations, pretty much not at all. The money should just be put back into it to make sure the system runs better. I think that'll help because that's three big major problems right now in America. I also know that because America has so much of a melting pot and different backgrounds, I don't ever believe it'll ever be a kumbaya utopia. But at least if we can get it to have a system to where it can limit the division between each of us, I think that might help.
That's some deep thinking, Ra. I agree 100%, and I feel like, you know, to even go a little bit further, and I think I said it in the show today, we got two separate factions in this country, blue and red, and they're constantly at opposition with each other and never, almost never, in agreement about anything. So is it the fact that one's right or one's wrong, or is it the fact that you don't need to be divided? You need to come together and be of one mind. And rather than saying we need a Democrat in here to get things done or we need a Republican in here to get things done, we need somebody who's going to think objectively, subjectively, whichever it calls for, and do what needs to be done that's in the interest of all Americans, not just rich mugs.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good, but I'm going to be a little pessimist here. I think personally that even if we didn't have Republicans and Democrats and different parties, there would always be some type of faction that develops between different groups of people, because I just, you know, I study history, and even before Republicans and Democrats in different countries, before they had the internet, before people can converse the way they do now, there was usually division within that country. Whatever you want to give them a label really doesn't matter. So I kind of think the nature of humans are to be divisive to a point. So I kind of think it doesn't really matter about the political parties. It's something else would pop up anyways. Or even if we had a system to where there was no political parties, people would group themselves into certain groups because that's just the tribalism, I think, of human nature. Well, hopefully that will, you know, start to dissipate, because it was really important when it comes to evolution why we thought like that. But right now, I don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
I could be totally cool with that, but I think because we still have not 100% divested ourselves of our barbarian conquering conquest type nature, because when people disagree, it always escalates. It escalates into something. And ultimately, if there is two separate factions, that always escalates into some kind of war, into some kind of sanction, into some kind of disagreement. It always escalates into that. But if you are, or at least you believe that you are part of one body and that you're doing what's best for that body, you'd be more apt to think a little more logically and not shoot yourself in the foot. Because if you say, oh, I want to burn it all down, then when you burn it all down, your stuff is in the fire. So you're going to be a little more apt to not say burn it down. You're going to be a little more apt to work harder towards a solution. And that's why I've been talking about peace, tolerance, or denial. Okay, are you going to keep tolerating some shit if you're one group? Are you going to keep denying some shit if you're one group? But when you have that division, that's where all of that stems from. The United States wasn't founded by two groups of people. The United States was founded by one group of people. Why are we no longer that one group? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe size of the population factors into it. You know, that I feel like that experiment works a lot easier on a smaller community. That's why smaller communities usually are more, you know, they're more together, because a smaller community, you know your neighbor's name. But when you start getting to a bigger size and the population starts, you don't have that neighborly type feeling anymore. And then it just becomes, that's just another person that I live with in this area. And everything I agree with what you're saying, I just have a hard time how to implement that when it comes to billion or millions of people. We'll just talk about millions in America. That's the tough part. Also, too, I actually would like to get rid of the president, period. I don't think we need an actual president. I think we just need representatives of areas around the country, you know. So I'll just simplify it by saying California said they're representing Alaska. And I understand people want to go into population and all that. That's fine. But I'm just going to make it simple that there should be a council, 50 states, a council of 50 people, you know. Or if we want to add Puerto Rico, 51, it doesn't really matter. And have these people help. Of course, they have to talk to the constituents, which is us, but they have to go to Congress and vote that way. I think that'd be a lot better than the way we're doing it now with one president making decisions, even though I know Congress and Senate, they're involved too. But I think they're so disattached from the rest of American people that they don't even know how it is to be American anymore. So I think just the whole system would have to change. And that's not going to be easy to get everybody's mind together. Because like you said, when some people hear this, what you're talking, they think of socialism because they're so brainwashed and thinking one a certain type of way, they don't look at it as a togetherness. They look at it as you taking from me. Of course, that was a good job by corporations and the oligarchy that runs our country to brainwash many Americans to believe that. But that's just, it's almost like really America needs a brainwash. And that's, wow, that's going to take some time.
Yeah. Well, I think you kind of hit it on the head too when you said ogliarchy. And that bottom line, really, ultimately, the only color that matters is green, and everything else is kind of smoke and mirrors. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't racism, but what I'm saying is racism is driven by capitalism.
Right.
Because capitalism is the system that's in place in our country today. And that small percentage of the ultra rich control, dictate, and trickle down everything, or what they want to trickle down. Because,
right.
I mean, very precious little trickles down to us, you know what I'm saying? And meanwhile, you know, we continue to suffer, and nobody beyond a certain tax bracket even cares. But
right.
Bottom line, I'm gonna keep seeking solutions, even if they ain't good solutions, if they aren't workable solutions. We got to implement something, because bottom line, like I said, we all we got. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
I agree
and,
with
and
you.
If we, yeah, if we piss on everybody, what we got left?
Right, and I think,
you
like
know?
I think the most realistic way of getting implement what you're talking about is to start off in a smaller community with smaller group people. And spread like wildfire, you know, like, hey, look how we're doing it. We've been doing this for a couple of years, and look how great our community is thriving without the help of the government so much. You know, the best thing to do is try your best to get to take a little help from them as possible and be more self-sufficient. I think that's more of a way to go about it. You know, we kind of had that vision with the Council of Nine, but of course that didn't work out. But that doesn't mean you can't find individuals to actually start building a community. And like you said, with love and understanding and getting it to where, like you said, you don't want it. If we're all invested, then we're all going to care, instead of just a group invested in what they're invested in, another group invested in what they're invested in. So, yeah, I do agree with that, but it's going to have to start somewhere. And it's probably going to have to start at the grassroots level.
Real talk. Well, Rod, I'm down at the 2-minute mark, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this. But pleasure talking to you, bro. And I will get at you in a little bit.
All right, Sam. I'm gonna holler at you, man. Peace to you and everybody listening.
All right, peace. And that's the common man's opinion right there. So let's extrapolate from there, y'all. A lot of work around, a lot of solution, a lot of work to do, a lot of work to be done, but we got to start doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna try to be the example and be the change I want to see. You feel me? That's a Gandhi snatch, but it's still effective to this very day. Let's be real with each other, man. Let's be a little more tolerant of each other, but not to the point where we start infringing on folks' liberties. This here has been Be Real with D Real for July 21st, 2019. I'm going to be back next week with another subject. And until then, y'all be good. Be good to each other. Peace. The best.